The strikes by his eye rested on Fog Hill, the last one to speak.
Meldrin, yea, father?
Fog Hill treated the question with the contempt he thought it deserved.
Tja, old Uncle Mel, my pater, I should think not.
Iris ignored the interchange as she started arrangements.
Trout lad, Greenbeck, get the others together. We'd best start out now. Bring all the ropes you can find.
Bowley insisted that he and the hares go along too. Iris refused flatly, but softened the blow by telling him that he and his hares should stay behind to protect the Squirrel Queen and her young one. Fagin was a big, tough rat. He patrolled silently around the east side of Castle Florette, as Greywater told him to. Confidently he strode the valley floor, poking and prodding at bushes with his spear. It was early evening, still light, when Fagin sat down to take his food. Tilting a flask of water, the rat drank deeply, unaware of the huge paws that came silently from behind his neck. He managed one startled gurgle before the flask slipped from his lifeless claws. The huge paws receded, accompanied by a cracking snap, as the broken spear was tossed carelessly aside into the bushes. On the south side, another of the rat patrol heard a noise behind a nearby rock. Padding stealthily forward, he went to investigate. A long curved sword held ready. A large slingstone hit him at the base of his skull. He felt poleaxed by the missile. A smaller, sleeker pair of paws took the sword, and wedging it between two rocks, they snapped the blade effortlessly. Night was starting to set in when Silvermord grew impatient. She snarled at Sickhand.
There should be some news by now of rescuers coming. What's Greywort doing out there? Dreaming?
The female horde rat went to the door and looked out.
Here he comes, my lady,
she said, relieved. Greywort entered the chamber, carrying a ruined pike and a snapped sword. He was frightened, breathless, glancing back over his shoulder, as if he were being followed.
My lady, they're dead. Fergan, Gringle and the rest of them slain.
Silvermord sprang up, knocking the useless weapons from the horde rat's dithering paws.
Stop babbling and talk sense, you fool. Here, sit down, drink this and pull yourself together.
Elderberry wine slopped down Greywort's chin as he drank greedily. Having finished, he told his story.
I posted the six guards, just as you commanded, told them to watch for a party of otters. Later I went out to see if they had anything to report.
Silvermord leaned closer, staring hard at Greywort.
And?
Majesty, they were all dead, the six of them. First I found Gringle, his neck had been snapped like a twig. Look at this pike, it's shattered, broken in two places. What sort of wild beast had the strength to do that? Then I ran to find the others. They were either killed by sling stones or their necks had been busted like Gringle and Fergan's. I heard a noise in the bushes, a rumble and growling, and I ran for me life. Some beast was trying to track me down. I never stopped to look back, just dashed straight into the castle.
The vixen hastily armed herself from a wall cupboard, buckling on a sword and grabbing a bow and arrows.
Where's that special squad I told you to have standing by? Get them up on their paws. I'll find out what sort of beast is at the bottom of all this.